And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is health and politics. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on one or the other of these subjects. My next guest is a Democratic contender for the U.S. House of Representatives from the newly formed 26th Congressional District that includes much of Ventura County, excluding Simi Valley. We'll discuss his platform and his campaign. Jess Herrera grew up in Oxnard in a working-class family. He learned simple values, family, faith, and country. As a young man, he served in the military. He's been a longshoreman for more than two decades. He's also served as a port commissioner for the port of Hueneme and Oxnard, and also has been that president. Joining me in the studio, hi, Jess. How are you today?
Fine, Bill. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. And thank you for sharing your political platform as we go into this voting season. Now, Jess, if we take a look at the presidential primaries and we look at what's on the voters' minds there, clearly the social issues are off the table. So God, guns, gays, abortions, all of that's a no-starter. Really what people are concerned about are jobs and the economy. So that's where I'd like to start with you. If you are elected to the House of Representatives, what will you be able to do to help bring more jobs to Ventura County?
Well, thanks for that question. You know, it'll be a continuation of the work that I'm currently doing right now as a harbor commissioner. As a harbor commissioner, I've had a great passion and been very, very involved in attracting world-class customers to the port of Hueneme. And also, what comes from that, obviously, is long-term jobs. We have a lot of examples of that, like the vehicle processors that have set up in the port of Hueneme, hired people there that are still working there. A BMW has a presence in our port, has two facilities that have hired people that have been there for the last 15, 20 years. Those are good jobs that pay good benefits, good wages. Even Thousand Oaks has a facility there that is a BMW-related facility. That's there because of the port. So we bring a lot of things in. And in my work as a port commissioner, people don't realize how involved we really get with the government. Every year I go back to Washington and I visit with the Department of Commerce, and we look at ways of bringing in new manufacturing and other types of prosperity into the Ventura County. And as a congressman, it'll just give me that extra ability to get these things done, not only in the Oxnard Plain, but to look at Santa Paula and Fillmore and those areas that are being neglected.
All right. Well, specifically then, we know what you've done with the port of Hueneme and the port down there, and that has been commendable. Thank you for that. But if you take a look at other types of jobs, what sorts of jobs would you identify for Ventura County?
Well, I've been working with some people outside of the district that are interested in bringing in some light manufacturing. And that also starts with the Department of Commerce. As I said, there's money there available to do the studies so that we can put these projects forward. And the interesting thing is that some of these projects are really great because they allow us to put disabled veterans to work and also senior citizens. You know, as you know, senior citizens collecting SSA or Social Security insurance, it's not enough for them. Plus, we have about 75 million Americans without any kind of retirement plan that need some type of a part-time job. So I'm looking to partner with these corporations that are outside our district, bring them in here, and provide those types of jobs. And I think we can really do it. There's also available for veterans tax credits for the companies that hire the veterans, ranging from $5,600 to $9,600 a year for each veteran that they hire. So the opportunities are there. What we've lacked is somebody with the passion and the urgency to get it done, and I think that's me.
All right. As you go out and you're talking to various people in our community, and you're talking about jobs, you're talking about the economy, clearly you go across and you talk to business people as well. Business people that I know are sitting on piles of cash, but they're afraid to put that cash to work because they don't know what's going to happen in 2013 and beyond. They don't know what's going to happen with the Obama health care bill and how that's going to affect their organization. They're also worried about the expiration of the tax credits at the end of the year as well. So there's a lot of uncertainty. If you were elected to Washington to help put some of the minds of the business owners at ease, what would you do to help get them more certain about the future?
Well, certainly for anyone that's creating jobs, any small business that's creating jobs, we have to look at ways of keeping them open and keeping them viable here in the community. I have met with some of them. And the interesting thing is the worries on some of their mind is that the kids today are not getting the proper training to go out into the job market that is necessary. And we're not, you know, everybody's not going to be cut out to be a doctor or a lawyer. So these companies that I've talked to are concerned about people that have good hands-on skills, and this is not being provided. So my suggestion is that we have to partner with the corporations that are here in our community and bring back those types of training programs, technical programs, to our community colleges to help our kids get prepared for those jobs that are not only current jobs, but are also going to be jobs in the 21st century. And I support a lot of small businesses. Obviously, through the port, we do business with hundreds of small businesses. And the reason that that happens is because we bring in larger businesses that feed the smaller ones. So it's a real win-win situation. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, I would encourage businesses to hire veterans because there's good tax breaks available for veterans. And as you know, every American is going to end up paying one way or another if we don't have some kind of affordable health care. You know, 58,000 Americans are going to die this year because they don't have a health plan. And that's a crime. That's an epidemic. And if we saw that coming, we would certainly take steps to stop it. We have to stop this emergency care room medicine that we're currently engaging in, because in the end, everyone ends up paying an extra $48 billion for that type of care. So we need preventative care. And hopefully, if we put these positive steps into effect, business owners won't have to worry so much about the cost of insurance for their employees, because we will already be taking steps to reduce that cost.
My guest is Jess Herrera. He is the Democratic candidate for the House of Representatives from the newly formed 26th District. And Jess, let's just amplify on that. There's so many things that I would like to talk to you about, but let's stick with the health care for just one moment if we can. As you go out into the community and you're talking to the small businesses, not the large ones, the Amgens and the THQs and the large corporations like that, but the smaller ones, they're faced with a dilemma. Yes, health care is coming. Barring any upset in the Supreme Court, the health care is coming. However, the small businesses will be faced in 2013 with a dilemma. Do they continue on and offer health care, or do they just let the health care go and put all of their employees onto the federal health care program, ballooning the size of that program? What feedback are you getting? What is the likelihood that if Obamacare is implemented, that it's going to put a greater strain on our health care system because small businesses will forfeit their responsibility for health care and give it to the government?
Well, you know, I keep saying this is a national problem, and a national problem needs a national solution. And certainly we all have to work together to find the answer. And we don't want to put an unfair burden on the small businesses. And the businesses that I have talked to, they're very concerned about that. I've had some very animated conversation with small business owners and the things that they're going through right now. And believe me, they are concerned. But what they're most concerned about is that right now their businesses are not getting back to the levels that they were pre-recession. So they're interested in, actually, one conversation I had, one of the business owners was very sad that he cannot hire as many people as he used to hire, and he has to have people working part-time. So he wants to get back to those pre-recession levels where he can hire people and put them back to work. So I don't think they've been focusing that much on the health care issue, although it is a cost issue for them. They're just focusing on getting business back to where it is, where it used to be. And that means putting people back to work, raising our tax base, and finding those solutions first. And I think the rest will take care of itself because, as I say, whether you're a business owner, a regular old taxpayer, in the end, if we don't have some kind of comprehensive program in place to deal with this issue, we all end up paying for it anyway in the end.
All right. So how will you help this business owner that you referred to in that last answer get back to 2007 levels of hiring?
Well, by bringing more companies in that are more productive. Obviously, that, you know, it raise one boat and they all raise, you know, that's the thing we have to do. We have to look at the programs that are available to bring these people up. You know, we did something innovative at the Port of Wainemi. I headed up an effort which we called a Unity of Effort with the United States Navy. So we looked at the Navy and we said, let's work together. We can be good partners in this endeavor. And what we did is we did a joint use agreement where we're allowed to use some of their property, which creates more jobs in time of peace. And then we also did joint efforts with them that also readies them for time of national emergency. And it also helps the Defense Department budget by keeping money locally here and supporting our United States Navy. So the outcome of this is that there is an outreach and creates other jobs and a ripple effect throughout the community. So we need to keep finding ways of partnering and creating these jobs, and I think that's one thing that I would certainly work on.
All right, certainly look at that. My guest is Jess Herrera. He is running for the House of Representatives from the newly formed 26th Congressional District. Jess, I want to change gears if I can for just a minute and focus on Congress. If you are elected, you'll be going into the House of Representatives when Congress right now has one of its lowest approval ratings in recent history. In fact, it's somewhere around 10%. That's the lowest that it has been in my lifetime. two questions for you. First of all, why do you want to go into such a contentious environment as the House of Representatives? And secondly, once you're there, what will you be able to do to help smooth out some of the tension between the parties?
Well, to answer your first question about the contentious environment, why would I want to go there? It's I want to serve the people of Ventura County. And I think I've done a good job. I've paid my dues as a harbor commissioner, and my skill set is very good for what we need right now in this economy and in this district. So that's the reason that I want to go there.
Well, brag a little bit. What is that skill set, Jesse?
Well, that skill set is obviously working with people. I'm very good at building bridges between labor and also companies, and I've done that very successfully. So I know that I can take this skill set there, and also my passion for creating jobs and economic development is really unparalleled, I think, and I've really proven it with my record at the port. We've had 10 of the more successful years in the history. Recently, the Ventura County Star recognized the Port of Hueneme as one of the pillars of our economy here in Ventura County, and in an article, it also gave me some credit for that.
Well, good. Congratulations. All right. So once there, what will you be able to do specifically to help?
Well, going back to the skill set, I'm very good at working with people and building compromise. I think you have to build trust, number one. You have to go in there and you have to work people. You have to take baby steps. And when they find out that it's, we're all human beings working towards the same thing, the betterment of our community, I think it's possible to make some steps forward. And that's what I have done all my life. I'm a good listener. I go in, I listen, I hear what the issue is, and then I try and come forward with a common sense proposal. And if we can't take that whole proposal, we'll take it one little step at a time so that people understand that there is a way of getting things done.
All right. My guest is Jess Herrera. He is running for the House of Representatives from the newly formed 26th Congressional District. Here locally, Jess, we've got some contention going in the campaign as well. The Democratic National Committee is targeting one of the candidates, independent Linda Parks, with some rather negative ads in that. Your comments as a Democrat yourself, your comments on that campaign?
Well, I don't like the negativity that's going on. Unfortunately, we've had six debates six forums in this congressional district race, and most of it has been focused on bickering, and I have tried to focus on the issues. Unfortunately, the people of Ventura County have not taken enough interest to come out and be at the forums and actually see who's dealing and talking with the issues and who's just bickering back and forth about the flyers. So I think it's unfortunate this is going on. It's something that I'm not taking part in. I'm just dealing with the issues, and I hope that people will hear that and understand that.
All right. My guest has Jess Herrera. Jess, if people are interested, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your campaign, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I would direct them to go to Jess Herrera for Congress 2012.
Jess Herrera for Congress 2012. Jess, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill. It's always good to be with you.
And remember, if you missed all or part of my interview with Jess, you can find it up on my website, which is brainstormingonline.com. That's where I keep the recordings of all of the interviews that I do, along with notes that I take during the interview about each of the guests. You'll find all of that up on the website, brainstormingonline.com. That's brainstorming, STORMIN, online.com.